I've heard my share of sermons on this passage. I don't know if you have. They usually go something like this. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field. Guy sells everything to get enough money to buy it. It's the most important thing in his life. It is of the highest priority. Then it switches to you. And it says, you should value the kingdom of God in this way. You should make incredible sacrifices. You should give your time, talent, and money to God's holy church. It's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. Nothing wrong with that. Many of us are committed to that. But usually after church and after a sermon like this, you walk away, you feel very convicted. I'm a terrible volunteer. I'm a terrible Christian. I don't give enough. I should stop going to Starbucks. I would have plenty to give to the kingdom if I didn't go to Starbucks. I'm a terrible Christian. The kingdom of heaven is a place where people give everything they have, and obviously that's not you. That's kind of how we go. You've heard this sermon before? And people walk away sad. Terrible person. That's a lot of law. And I don't hear much gospel in that kind of a sermon to you. What is this passage really about? And if it's truly gospel, what is it about? What is Jesus trying to say to the group that he's preaching to? He's traveling around and he's trying to get people, all people, to see that God wants a relationship with them. That's his whole point. God wants a relationship with everybody, is included. Not just through the priesthood, not just through the synagogues, as they thought, but through Jesus himself. Jesus wants this group to see that their relationship with God is equal with their relationship with him. It's not based on how good you are or how rich or generous you might be. So he gives them an illustration. He says the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field that no one else considers. Man found a diamond in the rough and sold everything he had to purchase that very costly, priced treasure. Oh, I know this. The kingdom of heaven is like a merchant who searches through all of Galilee and Nazareth. And you know nothing good comes out of Nazareth. And the Decapolis. In search of fine pearls. On finding one lost sheep or one pearl of great price, he gave everything he had to redeem it, to purchase a great sacrifice. Getting the picture? The man who finds a treasure in the field, that man is Jesus Christ. Treasure is you. You are the pearl of great price. We, the church, are his most prized possession. When you hear this in light of the gospel, what do you think? How do you feel? You accept it? You appreciate it? You have a response to it. How do you react? I ask this because I don't think that everyone wants to be the object of the redemptive activity of Jesus Christ. That's what I think. I don't think everybody wants to be that. I don't think everybody wants to be in a relationship with God. I think it makes them feel uncomfortable. You tap someone on the shoulder and you ask them if they believe that Jesus saves. And they look at you like you're nuts. Hey, you're a weirdo. Right, don't do that, by the way. Like, don't go to Walmart and tap. Jesus saves. There's other ways of having that conversation. We can talk about that, but not everyone is on board with the redemption accomplished through Jesus Christ. They're not. Even people close to the church, you know, they kind of come with someone else or whatever. Jesus adds this fish out of water scene to help us understand this. For many people, church gathering is this scene where this wide net is cast. And many fish are drawn in by the word of God, carried by God's messenger, the angels, separating the faithful ones from those who want no part of a relationship with God. The ones who cherish God's word, they live in this community. They love it. And the ones who despise God's word, there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. They're angry with God's definition of right and wrong. They disagree. It's the burning rejection of God's story, God's law, the gospel message, and the way in which God meets us in Jesus Christ. They don't want any part of it. You always know where you are, or you stand with a person, by how they respond to you when you care about them when they're at their worst. You ever notice that? When someone's at their worst, you know, their most vulnerable, really know what kind of relationship you have with them. You can tell by how much they open up to you. When they're at their worst and they're most vulnerable, when everything's so uncomfortable, people who see you at your worst and you still let them into your life and your struggle, that's your true family. Whether they're blood related to you or not, that is your true family. Those are the people you have a deep and loving relationship with. Because you are valuable to those people. And you accept that. Yeah, those are the people who truly love me. And hopefully that's mutual. The kingdom of heaven is like that, where everyone in it is like that. The Christian church is supposed to be exactly like that. The body of Christ is supposed to be like that for all of us. We are supposed to be the people that we really are on the inside and out in our most vulnerable moments. When we feel like we're fish out of water, the people who embrace us and love us in the body of Christ. When when we hear God's word in Jesus Christ, we realize together that we are God's most prized possession. That God sacrificed all to keep us in a relationship, an unbroken relationship with Him. Jesus said to His disciples, "Do you understand all this?" And they said, "Yes, we do." And then there's a therefore. I love the therefore in Scripture. There's a therefore. Therefore, you are a Christian. You are not only one who knows the law of Moses. You experience and embrace the gospel, the New Testament of Jesus Christ. Not just the old, but also the new.